Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know, dude.
You know, dude.
It's 7-Eleven. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Maybe Steve-O could be president.
Oh, good God. Actually, that'd be pretty sweet. That'd be pretty sweet.
He's doing fireball backflips off a hotel roof.
It'd be awesome.
That's our president.
Right there, swallowing goldfish and puking them back up. It's something completely non-political, but it will bring this country together. When I wake up in the morning and the longest of the morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. Oh, yeah. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look up in the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
Every day before school, yep. I would watch an episode.
Yep. I still watch them if I catch them. You know, if there's any reruns and I catch it. Well, good news. The Saved by the Bell crew is returning to Bayside High. That's right. Mark Paul Gosselaar. Anyway, Zach Morris. That's how we know him. He will be the governor of California, caught up in a political controversy over closing too many low-income schools. A.C. Slater, played by Mario Lopez, will be a gym teacher. Ed Alonso, Tiffany Thiessen, Elizabeth Berkley will also return. The new sequel was shot during lockdown with a single camera and no studio audience. It'll stream November 25th on NBC's streaming service, Peacock. So if you need that Saved by the Bell fix, it's coming, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. With one camera, no studio audience, so it's not, is it a sitcom? It's not like a sitcom.
I guess it's a sitcom-esque, but I'm excited to see this, man. And I mean, all the actors are great. It'll be fun to see the whole gang together, you know?
Mr. Belding, is he going
to
be there?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, we got to meet him. Remember we went to Gin Blossoms in South Bend?
Oh, that's right.
Belding was there.
I didn't get to see him. You were out walking around and you ran into Mr. Belding.
Yeah, you were too busy out there dancing like a hippie. Yeah, I was hanging out with Mr. Belding, bro.
Damn it. If it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I would have been very upset if you wouldn't have came and got me.
Hey, I could smell her on him, though. I tell you that much.
God, I would leave Kiki for Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I absolutely would. And I think she would understand.
I'd leave my wife for Mr. Belding.
Yes, there you go. He was a wise man. Anyway, so good news there. Saved by the Bell coming back, at least for a little bit. To stop the spread of coronavirus, ladies of the night, you know, hookers, in Brussels have been told not to walk the streets. The government has shut down three hotels, too, because of the lack of social distancing. Prostitution is banned until further notice. The second wave of the virus spreading across the globe with more than a million deaths worldwide, obviously bringing on this.
Here's the thing. I think these night walkers are used to viruses being around, like AIDS, you know? They've had to avoid that for how long?
Yeah, a while.
I mean, I'm sure coronavirus comes around, they're like, pfft.
Just another one, yeah.
You know how many things I've had to dodge in my life?
I don't think, but condoms don't stop the coronavirus, do they?
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Anyway, if you're planning on going to Brussels and hooking up with a night walker, it's not going to happen. Don't confuse that with Daywalker, which is Wesley Snipes.
Right. It's not Blade. We're not talking about Blade here.
You got any of those Daywalkers walking around here? I don't know. You know, well, those ones I can sleep with. You mean Wesley Snipes? No. I mean.
The ones that pay their tax.
Yeah. Yeah, those ones. Usually pay it in ones and singles and dirty money. Lastly, a zoo in England got 5 new parrots but then had to get rid of them because they wouldn't stop swearing at visitors. Love this.
That's funny. Let me guess. They got them all from your house.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I can't help it. The parrot sanctuary says they taught each other a bunch of obscenities while they were quarantined together last month. This is the same wildlife park where another bird named Chico learned to mimic Beyonce's If I Were a Boy with near perfect pitch.
Oh,
Dude, parrots are crazy, man.
I know, they're crazy, man. You know, they need a bunch of little tiny bars of soap to put in their mouths. That's what they need.
I want a parrot now just so I can teach it bad words.
You know, here's the thing. I've always had an interest in it, too. And I've talked to a few people. There's a guy who walks around St. Joe. Have you seen this guy in downtown St. Joe? He always walks around with a parrot on his shoulder.
No, I have not seen this.
At first, you're like, that's fake. Oh, my God, it's real.
It's a real parrot? Is he a pirate?
This thing goes around. It'll talk to you. It's just wild. You know, I always had an interest, and I've heard from people that it's kind of a bitch to have one.
Well, because you can't leave them alone for long periods of time.
Yeah.
I know
you have to have full attention.
We house sat one time for a bird. Well, they brought the bird over to our house, and it was a parrot. And it was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. This out of nowhere, this thing was just like, it was like, oh my God, what are you doing? I don't think I can handle a parrot, to be honest. I want one, but I know better than that. But anyway, there you go. We got daywalkers, we got parrots, and Saved by the Bell. I think that's there a good morning dump. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock